What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Pretty Spectacular Football Show. As you know, I'm Pretty Girl Des, and you might be looking at the screen like, who is that man that is not Dr. Spec over there? This is one of my favorite sports, especially football people, Mr. Will Smith. I'm gonna let him introduce himself in a second, but we are without Dr. Spec today, so we're gonna see if my counterpart give me a little bit, some of that energy. Mr. Dr. Spec don't never agree. We'll never agree on much, but we always have a great time every time we're here. We are going to be talking about football and the special thing about him. Again, I don't want to ruin his introduction, but if you see the sign that's behind his back, he is a Chiefs fan. He does his thing. So you know we're going to be heavy on the Chiefs today. So I'm going to let him introduce himself and we're going to hop right on into this. And let's go,
What's
Will.
up? What's up? Well, it's good to be here. Glad to be a guest on Pretty Spectacular. I'm Will Smith with the Red and Bold Show. My co-host is Joe Mobley. But yeah, maybe talk Chiefs ball. Love NFL football. And specifically, my squad just won another one. Wasn't expected by a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was doubting. Even us as fans had, it's like, we wasn't as sure. I'm not gonna say I was like sure. There's a little doubt there at first.
I'm sorry, was that the end of your introduction?
Yeah, that's the end. That's all I got, man.
That's all I got. Just start answering the questions. No, so I love the fact that you just said there was doubt. I never thought that there were doubt. I don't think so. I mean, the beginning of the season did look a little kind of shaky. Opening up with the loss to Detroit was like, what? Hold on, drop the phone.
Hey, speaking of drops, not just the phone, drop some passes while you're at it, you know what I'm saying? I mean.
There's so much I want to just say and talk about and chit chat about. I don't even know where to freaking start. You know what? The first thing that's on my head is talking about, is it Tony? Is that he's out? Maybe it's people may say Tony, whatever. I say Tony, but that's the way it's spelled to me. He that whole drama with him not
Oh, you're talking about Kadarius. KT.
not dressing out. There was reports that he was hurt. Then he was like, I'm not hurt. And I felt like Andy Reid was like, you're hurt. In my mind, this is what happened. In my mind, Andy was like, you'll be dropping passes when we most need you. So you're not about to mess this up for us this time. You got us hurt. You're sick. Because you're failing depression. You're sick. So you gotta stay home. So that was just my narrative. You're more entwined with them though, or entwined with the news. So tell me a little bit more about what that was all about.
Well, it started off, I'm not gonna lie, like before the season started and they were doing all the the OTAs and training camp and stuff like that. Like I feel like I'm like, oh, we about to have one of the best wide receiving cores we ever had across the board. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody was looked like they were good quality receivers. I'm like, yeah, Tony, because Tony the prior year, Kadarius had a good season with the Chiefs and he balled out. You know what I'm saying? He made some plays, even in the Super Bowl versus the Eagles. So it's like there was an expectation of him. They were even talking about Kadarius being the number one wide receiver for the Chiefs. And so he has the talent. And so even in that first game with the drops, that was like he had three drops that game. One of them went off his hands for an interception, pick six. And it's like, whoa, what's going on with Tony? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't the Tony that we saw last season. Like, why is he dropping these passes wide open? You know what I'm saying? And so, I had to look, reassess and be like, okay, we've got to. And one thing we had to do too, like for the first probably seven games, it's like we were just trying to figure out the rotation of wide receivers. And so it's like we kept mixing guys in. Like Rashee wasn't even a starter at the beginning of the season. Rashee Rice, who came on late. And so we were just trying to figure it out, man. They were trying to find an identity. Mahomes was doing all he could. Guys were dropping passes. There were some guys not finishing their routes or coming back to the ball. And so, Mahomes had like 14 interceptions this season. Which, he typically It's around that anywhere from 6 to 12 range as far as interceptions, but it was some, yeah. And that's why I don't necessarily say I doubt it. My thoughts was I felt like we could beat anybody, but I also felt like we could lose to anybody depending upon how our wide receivers perform. So,
Which
yeah.
seemed to be true, though, in some of the games, some of the instances of taking losses, there were just uncharacteristic, like you said, drops of passes, and just like the wide receivers to me didn't sound like they were locked in as much as I've had previously seen them be locked in, and to me that also led them to starting and to play more of Isaiah because. It's just like if our wide receivers can't get it together and this is what we need, like Mahomes, we know Mahomes can throw a pass. What was it, 4.5 seconds or whatever? We know that he can get one out there fast.
Hey, he was out there buying time, I'm telling you. You're running around.
Like, man, come on, like, what are y'all doing? So I just felt like I agreed the wide receiver room. And even in, I felt like even in a Super Bowl, though, I felt like they could have just. I just feel like the Chiefs team, to me, the offense, I kept saying they were beat up. And I'm not saying beat up as in like a bad way. I do know that everybody goes through their sorts of injuries and having all those things. But the Chiefs team that played against the Eagles was a way better team than the team that played against the 49ers, in my opinion.
On the offensive side, yes. Defensive side, I'll say no. And it's let me see. We had a couple new guys on defense, but like Mike Edwards at the safety position, and unfortunately Brian Cook got injured, our other starting safety. But we had the number two defense this season. And last season, I would have to look and see what we ranked, but I think we may have been maybe top 15 or something like that. But it wasn't the defense that we had last year. And so, because our defense allowed us to win some lower scoring games, like our offense was averaging, what, 22 to 25 points a game. And it wasn't that high flying offense that we normally see from Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? And so, but yeah, I definitely agree. Like offensively, they were definitely better with Juju and stuff like that. And so I think last season was the best season for another team to win, other than the Chiefs. Like it was the Ravens. Like if this is it, you should win this season, or the Bills. Like this is it, you should win this season. Like, and so that didn't happen. And so even with the Bills, like it's like, yo, y'all got home field advantage now. What's your excuse? I feel like the defense was definitely better this season than last season versus the Eagles. We had our secondary, Legarius Sneed, was locking people up. Trent McDuffie was locking people up. And so we had the number two defense this past season, whereas last season I believe it was like top 15. I have to go back and go and look and check on that, but it wasn't a top five defense like it was this past season. And the offense was definitely better last year, with a Juju Smith-Schuster, and Kadarius was playing better, of course, last year than this past season. And so, yeah, I agree to a point, but our offense definitely left something to be desired. But it seemed like they turned on the switch in the playoffs. It's like when the playoffs came, that's when the Chiefs is like, it's a different team. It's like you when they say like, well, we don't think you can they can turn on the switch, they got to get it, during the season. They're like, they don't get it together. A lot of people wouldn't believe in the Chiefs because offensively we just weren't that team like that. And so but they turned it on. They turned it on. And
Yeah, they
so
said all we need to do is just make it to the playoffs. We make it to the
because even Kelce was struggling during the season. Like
about,
he Kelce had some drops too. And so and he didn't get 1,000 yards, but he didn't play the last. He missed two games this season, one for injury, and the last one he just sat out. But he was just under 1,000 yards. And so, but Kelce, he turned it on in the playoffs and played better. So,
yeah. I
yeah.
mean, well, he had the whole world and the Swifties and all those other watching upon him, so it was kind of like if you don't show up and show out, then you really won't be talked about. And I'm not going to talk about that. Well, I don't want to talk about the Swifties. That's just not what I want.
You don't want to
Like,
talk about the
I don't. Nothing against them at all. Nothing. 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 Nothing against them. But I just felt like we talked about it so much during the season. We got to move on.
Keep it football, right?
keep, you know, at the end of the day, most of them didn't know what the heck football was anyway. It was just one of those things where it kept the Chiefs consistently in the spotlight and it kept them in conversation. So that's a good thing for them being consistently in the conversation. Now everybody knows about the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's so crazy. It's like most people probably wouldn't even know, like, where is Kansas City even at, you know, but they
Hold
just
on now.
know.
Don't play my city like that now. Don't play. It's the heart of the country is what they call it in the Midwest now. Don't play my city like that. Kansas City, Missouri now, 816. Show me state. I'm gonna represent for my city now. City of fountains, you know what I'm saying? City of barbecue, Negro League Baseball Museum, you know what I'm saying? The Jazz District. Holla at me. KC, baby.
Excuse me. Is that the only thing Missouri got going for itself besides Mizzou?
Is
I
what?
don't know. I'm not gonna be judging it, okay?
Y'all come visit my city. Y'all must have to show you around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but listen, but like most people, like they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. You know? If you ask somebody right now, people, where is Kansas City? They might say it's in Kansas. They don't know.
So right now, that is a very touchy subject as we had some votes. We had to vote. They're trying to get some renovations at Arrowhead, and the Royals are trying to move downtown. And so they had the Jackson County voters. They had to vote for a tax that they've already been paying, that we paid for years, the 3/8 of a cent tax, and it was voted no. That's a whole nother conversation. Whereas, like, we for so many years, we as Missourians have been, arguing and saying that we are in Kansas City is in Missouri, which it is, but the Chiefs are in Missouri and the Royals are in Kansas City, Missouri. And the possibility of them ending up in Kansas is not something that I particularly like.
Across the street, though, like the way that I've seen it on the map was like, yeah, it's Kansas City, but it's like across the street.
So historically, right? Like, so Kansas City, Missouri was established about 20, 30 years prior to Kansas City, Kansas. They are two different cities. There is a bridge. What you about to say? What you about to say?
Like that is not across the street. Like you can't. This okay. Prime example, just like New York and New Jersey. I'm saying on my mama because it's. I ain't gonna put God in this. On my mama, I know for myself. I walked across a bridge from like Liberty Park, like Hoboken, New Jersey. I crossed over, and the next thing I know, I was in New York. You can't separate us. We twinsies. We sister states. We have everything. You know. That's how we dip it into it. Same thing, like North Carolina and South Carolina is a little bit different because you just grow, you know, but some states are like, you know, sisters. So to me, I'm like, so you telling me you can't be in Missouri and then cross over something and then be bam in Kansas?
Yeah, I mean, there's a state line, like so there's even a road called state, I think it's called State Line Road or state, and so you cross over and then you're in the Kansas side. And so we're very close. Like, as a matter of fact, like, if KU is closer to Kansas City, Missouri than Mizzou is.
Wow.
Yeah, Mizzou is like 2 hours away in Columbia, Missouri, and KU is like 30 minutes away from Kansas City, Missouri. So I have quite a few friends that went to KU.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. If you have to be from there to kind of understand, like, just the rivalry and but yeah,
So
back
the Chiefs made it really actually beat the Kansas City Chiefs, literally.
No, it's just Kansas City. Don't be emphasizing the Kansas on that, okay? Don't do that to us. Don't do that to us.
Y'all, because y'all know what I'm trying to say. Y'all get it. Okay.
All right.
The Chiefs may lose their home. That's gonna be, you don't want to talk about it no more. It's gonna be another, this gonna be another day, another time.
Well,
But be like,
2030, their lease is up in like 2030, so
well,
yeah, about 5, 6 years to get it right to keep them
figure
in. She's like, figure it out.
it out. I'm going across the street.
Oh man,
I'll be over
yeah,
there.
they governor is on it too.
change.
Kansas governor's on it too. They trying to, they're like, yeah, we'll give you whatever you want.
Or do a check right now. Or I need a
They're like,
check.
you ain't got to pay for nothing. We got you. Come on over to the Kansas side.
Look at our checkbook. We got a whole. What
Wait
you
a
need?
minute.
You need you, my whole be the mansion.
Big old checkbook.
We can put my homes in a governor's mansion. We
Oh,
can
man.
we can put Andy in the one beside it.
They laying it out. They laying it out.
Ready.
Like,
They
your
are
players
ready.
need a new locker room. Oh, we got that. We got you.
You said you need an expansion of the field, of the parking lot, of the. Okay, don't worry about it. We got it. Don't worry about it. Don't
Oh,
worry about it, baby.
man.
We got it. We got the money because you want to know how
Yeah.
we've been saving up for this day. We knew it was going to come. We've been saving up. We're ready.
What other questions you got, man? You about to break my heart. I don't want to think about it, okay? I don't want to think about it. But at
Well,
least you know
in
that they.
terms of losing a home, another person that has lost his home was Sneed. What is going on with
Oh,
that?
man.
I
Yeah.
was not expecting that. I wasn't expecting that.
I
Y'all
mean,
can't be throwing unexpected things at me like that. Why would y'all do that?
yeah. That was, it was kind of expected for me. I knew it was going to be between Sneed and Chris Jones because you can't,
No, they
unfortunately,
was going to.
can't pay both of them.
Oh, well, you know, okay.
You know, so it's like, you know, the salary cap is real. I mean, eventually you got to pay the piper, and it's like you can't pay everybody, and so you have to choose. Okay, like who is more important to our defense? And of course, Chris Jones is the foundation. He's like the cornerstone of that defense, you know what I'm saying? So he's the Patrick Mahomes of the defense. And so you want
Yeah,
to build around him. Thank you. Thank you. No, that's just how important he is. And so, and I think another reason the Chiefs were comfortable with doing that is because we evaluate and scout that position very well at the defensive back position. Like Snead was drafted, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. Drafting him in probably fourth or fifth round. Joshua Will well, Jalen Watson, I think, was maybe seventh rounder, and Joshua Williams maybe in fourth or fifth round. But they drafted all those guys. Even Charvarius Ward, we found him on the practice squad when we had him of the Cowboys. And so they know how to scout that position. We got some other guys, young guys that's coming up. There's a Nazi Johnson who got injured in training camp prior to the season last year. He had a season-ending injury, but he was like, it's like, yo, he's looking good, you know what I'm saying? So they probably, I believe they believe in him. We got another young guy named Nick Jones. And so we, and I believe I read the other day that we have Kelvin Joseph that they signed on a futures contract. I believe he's a former Cowboy, right? If I'm correct. You heard of Kelvin Joseph, right? You know what that is? No. She like, I don't know who that
Cowboys Nation, hello.
is. But yeah, so I think we have some guys in-house, and I wouldn't be surprised if we end up drafting at least one defensive back in this draft coming up. And so, yeah, they believe that's a position that we'll be okay at, you know, in the secondary. And essentially, your pass rush can make your secondary look better, right? You
Yeah.
know, so yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. I mean, it hurts. I like Snead a lot because he locked up. You I know you saw that play on Tyreek Hill where he, you know,
Yeah,
jammed
I
him
mean,
at the line.
phenomenal player.
Yeah.
I have nothing negative to say about him. It's just I was surprised. And I'm even and then hearing you say that is even more surprising because Patrick Mahomes did go in to do contract negotiations again to restructure the contract to try to make some cap space. So it's just like I have my own opinions about pay and salary and stuff like that, but we ain't here to talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about him. We're not gonna get into it. Who else? What we gonna get into though? What we gonna get into
Uh-oh.
though is
Let's
Mr.
go.
Rice. Mr.
It's what?
Rice himself.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Rice himself. I'm gonna
Yeah.
add it on locker talk, but since we are here, what?
Let me pull my notes out. Hold Mr. Rice.
Man. So for those who I don't know, maybe don't know, Mr. Rice is currently in trouble, in big trouble, and he needs a new lawyer. I'm just gonna say that right now. He and some friends, not the good ones, obviously, were doing. I don't want to say was it drag racing? whatever they were doing, they were driving extremely too fast. And they did it.
Racing, I
Yeah,
guess
they did it in the
that's.
state of Texas, of all places. If you want to do something, listen, I'm not saying do nothing illegal, but if you want to do something illegal, you need to go do it. You need to go do it in Florida. That's all I'm saying. That's what
I
I'm saying.
know the state of
Not in Texas,
Texas.
baby. Not in Texas. That was the wrong place. Wrong place. Not only were you in the wrong place, you were at the wrong time, and you doing the wrong thing with the wrong people. Do you know who you are? So anyway, he was drag racing with his friends, super duper, like he was in a Lamborghini, and then they end up crashing, and it's
Yeah.
been bad ever since. And it also came out now that there were some drug paraphernalia. I'm just gonna say paraphernalia, allegedly.
Weed. No. Say weed, can't we? The greenery, the cabbage,
Allegedly in the car.
the lettuce.
Yeah. But why I say he needs a new attorney is because his attorney did come out and confirm that he was the driver and da-da-da, like first, and then said, you know, that that's the why he was doing those activities is still in question, baby. You need to go ahead and fire him and hire somebody else. Okay, if you had all that money to drag race in that car, you should have had the money to hire you a better lawyer.
You don't think it's low? Now he's supposed to be one of the best lawyers, actually.
Supposed to be, but that statement that he gave, baby, everybody underneath the comments was like, he needs a new lawyer expeditiously. And my
Well, it could be the lawyer just so confident. He's like, yeah, he did it. So, because basically, what I've learned as far as in the court system, unfortunately, in my younger days, I was in court a little bit long. A little more than I wanted to, in jail a little more than I wanted to be, for some traffic stuff. But I mean, but and then some other stuff too. But what I learned is like,
Chiefs fans, who else got some trouble? Sorry, I'm kidding.
it's all a man. The court system for real is if you got money, you can avoid jail time. That's kind of what it is. Unless it's just so egregious, like a murder or somebody. And the good thing about what happened, well, I won't say good, but the thing about Rice's situation is that there was not nobody died. Praise the Lord, that by the
But
grace.
he still injured people, though.
Yeah,
Am
what I'm saying, but there were no severe injuries, so there were some minor injuries, and so that makes a difference. I
That
did
should
my
kill
research and read up on Texas law. There's a difference
you.
between severe bodily image and minor injuries, because if it was severe.
It still was shade, though. It was shade to Henry Ruggs. I'm just saying. He didn't kill nobody,
And
though.
thank right. That's what, well, thank goodness, because Henry Ruggs situation, it could have been like that, which is very horrible. You know what I'm saying? So it's very serious. Like, and at that age, you're not thinking about none of that. Like, oh man, let's get some cars, let's go racing, bro. And the thing is, in my opinion, like you gotta with the position that you're in the NFL, right? You've gotta have a better crowd of friends around you that will say, nah, bro, we not even gonna risk that for you.
That
It's
part,
not worth it. You know what I'm saying? And so
friend that care about you and your well-being, not even your money and nothing like that, just your overall well-being. Like you work so hard to get where you are, and then literally you're still hanging around people who don't have your best interests. I'm not saying you can't be friends with them no more, but it's like you have different friend groups for different things. I know if I want to go travel out the country, I know what friend to contact. I know if I want to go, to a sporting game, I know what friends to contact. Like. You have to grow up and you have to get some get friends. But really kind of, which I didn't say in the recap of this incident, is leaving the scene.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
That's the part right there that's just kind of like, bro,
Yeah.
if your lawyer came out and admitted that you did it, so you should have just you at that point, if you knew you was going out and say you were the one driving, and that's another thing. Yo, not say listen, I don't know. I just feel like if I was the one, like if I was the athlete or the famous one of my friends or out of my family members, the people that I'm around, they would have probably been like, she wasn't driving, I was driving. But your lawyer came out and admitted that she was driving, and it seems, and it's not scenes, it's witnesses and photos and video of you leaving the scene, which is even worse because you just crashed this car and was like, oh, forget that, and you just got out. So like the
Yeah.
mentality of him and the mentality of the group to me is trash.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying mistakes don't happen. I'm not saying you when you're thinking about something, you don't rashly make a decision like that. But you made the decision to not only get out of the vehicle, you took the bags or whatever else you had in the vehicle, and then you just jotted down the street like, oh, ain't none of that. Like, I can admit I was in a bad car accident. I think when I first got my license, and I admit I did actually leave the scene of the crime because I was trying to get out of the way because I was on a highway when I got hit. I drove about a block and a half up to get out of the way to park the car, but I still called the police. I wasn't there at the actual scene, but I could walk back. Car just wasn't there. So if I'm young at 16, 17, thinking about that in the long retrospective, you are an adult. You're an adult, and you were not just by yourself. You didn't have a child with you or anything. So it's just kind of trash.
I can't, I mean, I can't make any excuses for it. Like, it was a bad decision, bad choice to even race, bad decision to not stay and check on the people that you who were, just driving along on the highway, minding their business. And all of a sudden they're in a car wreck that they had no idea what was happening. And, lady had her child in the car. And so it could have been a whole lot worse. Thankfully, it wasn't. Like, I'm glad, like, nobody lost their life. And he could have definitely handled it better. Saying I'm taking full responsibility. Well, that responsibility started, at the wreck where you stand at the location. Now, I don't know. There's speculation. So some people are speculating maybe he's trying to avoid another charge, like driving under influence or something like that. And so to go sober up or something, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but either
But
still,
yeah, even still, do the right thing. Yeah.
bro, can you say you were driving, bro? Because I mean, it's already bad enough that you're in the car, you're pictured, you're witness and everything. But and again, all of it is wrong, and trying to make light of it, trying to be like, yo, bro, can you take the fault for me? Y'all go to jail actually, but
It's a
he was released, right?
I don't know if he was he was never like arrested or detained. He's been cooperating with the Dallas police from what
I'm
I
saying
read.
from the team. Has he been released from the
Oh
team?
no, they're not about to release him, girl. Let me say, they're not about to release him. I don't, well, in my opinion, and forgive me for saying girl, I apologize. And
Didn't Andy Reid's son have an
yeah,
issue?
he had an issue where yeah, his was worse, where
DUI.
that was severe.
What is going on, Kansas? You telling me Kansas City got all this stuff going on, but y'all going out of where y'all supposed to be, doing illegal activity, harming and hurting people, driving under the influence.
Man, I can't call it. I can't call it. You got some guys that are responsible. Like Mahomes right now is he's got everybody. That he got his own little camp going where Hollywood Brown and all the other receivers and tight ends are with him catching passes, and Rasheed's out here, out here driving and racing, and he should have been with Mahomes too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where you should have been at, but
He should have never. I don't even know what you were doing, bro. What is in Tech? What are in Dallas? Or they were in Dallas County?
Dallas, yeah, the Dallas area. But in my opinion, I think from what happened with Kareem Hunt back in the day, some years ago, I think the Chiefs may have learned from that to wait and take a step back, because they did that with Tyreek Hill. Because they could have easily, like, with what came out in regards to Tyreek, they could have released him just off the jump. They're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Without kind of getting all the information first. And so they're
But
not, I don't.
you have the information. You see him walking away
Yeah,
from
but what I'm saying is, like, legally, they're willing to let the legal system, the
do
legal
it.
it's a play out. They let it play out, because more than likely he's going to have to pay some fines, maybe probation. But I don't think he's doing any jail time, because he does have a good lawyer. And that's where it comes into play when I was talking about the court system. If you got money, you can hire a very good lawyer. A lot of times they're the ones, your defense lawyer, he's the one that talks to the prosecutor, and they come to agreement on a deal, like, okay, well, let's do this and do that, okay, and pay this fine or whatever, because they want that. The course is about about money too, because they get paid some bread off of. And so the fine for what he did, I think he's
Just keep coming to court, the court fee.
right, man. And you know what, us people in the lower classes, it affects us a lot more. That's a whole nother conversation. Don't want to get into the whole legal system and all that, and not being able to afford a lawyer, but he can afford a very good lawyer, and so I think he'll be all right. I think he may be a possible suspension, maybe 2 to 4s or 6 at the most games this season. So I think the Chiefs were already going to draft a wide receiver in the first round or the second round, but they're definitely going to draft a wide receiver. So,
so we're going to, since you mentioned the Chiefs in drafting, let's talk about a little bit, as you said, you foresee them drafting a wide receiver. You said the first round, they have a pick.
Yeah, we have a pick. We're 32.
I'm going to say it's late. It's late. It's last.
Yeah, the last pick.
So you think that first pick is going to be a wide receiver?
I think
not
it'll
a
be.
Not a defensive back.
No, I don't think it'll be a defensive back. Like I said, we got some guys in-house. There's some guys up there. Like we, I think Xavier Worthy might be one of the receivers that we met with. You know, they're allowed, teams are allowed 30 visits from different college players that they can interview and stuff like that. And I think they have some guys on their board. And I think it depends where guys fall. I wouldn't be surprised if we try to move up. Though not many teams, we could talk about this too. Like, you know, teams don't want to trade with us, Dez. They don't want to, you know, the Steelers blocked the trade with Deontay Johnson.
Why would anybody want to trade with you? Are you serious right now?
The Bill said Stephon Diggs could talk to anybody.
And you
but
know
the
what?
Chiefs.
No, and Stephon Diggs should have talked to. Now that would have been one I would have been petty Betty. Because you want to trade me for a draft pick in 2025? I feel like that was they were playing in that man face so bad. They played in that man face so bad. I'd have been like, Kansas City, what's good?
Yeah, they told him he couldn't talk to Casey.
I would have talked to them anyway, because you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to talk to y'all anyway. Just even if I don't go there, even if I don't end up there, I'm going to talk to them, because at this point, you're playing in my face a little bit. You're playing not a little bit, a lot of it. You're playing in my face real bad. So I'm about to play in your face back. Even if I don't go there, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. I could have told you what to do. And
I
not
talk to who I want to talk to. What you talking about? What you mean?
I'm going to take it.
I'm going to find out something.
Andy.
Hey.
I'm thinking of red today, Andy. Yeah, red like them cheese.
Hey, when I tell you Hollywood is gonna be nice with Mahomes.
Listen.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said that nobody wants to train with us.
Let's talk about your team. What's about them Steelers? You know what I'm saying? Like we ain't gotta talk about
this is my show. I'm here to talk about
I mean, y'all got, you know, Russell Wilson. Y'all got, what's his face?
Fields. We got
Fields. Yeah. Justin and Russell.
We do have a third. I believe we have a QB three now.
The third QB don't even matter. Y'all got Russ and Fields.
No, we don't matter, because I don't even know what the man name. Okay. I mean, and listen, the competition is going to be tough because they've both been in the gym, both been working out. But I think it's a really good competition, because to be honest with you, Pittsburgh has always been known for the defensive scheme that they have. Always. Mm-hmm. If you know, we not called Blitzburg for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, right? But it is time to start to refurbish that offensive scheme and to rebuild it. I mean, for 18 seasons, it was nothing but Ben. It was nothing but Big Ben. That was it.
I couldn't stand y'all for so long. We could not get past the Steelers for so long.
Let's go ahead and reveal.
Oh, I couldn't stand the Steelers. I'm like, golly.
We need to start getting back to some offensive roots, and really, like, there's amazing players on both sides of the ball, but there's amazing players that sit on the offense, and I feel like I'm always nervous, because I'm like, oh, if we don't do better, if we don't get better, especially on offense, we are going to lose some of these great players that we have acquired, have molded, have built it. But I will say, besides Juju, because Juju's already coming into a team that was already great, so he didn't really make a difference, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I said what I said. Now, most athletes, though, once you leave Pittsburgh, your career over.
Oh, slumps. Man. Except for Juju. Juju got that ring.
Okay. Juju, besides Juju, because he went into a team that was already like a dynasty team that could actually use him. But like Chase Claypool, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, like, you know, you leave us and you just left. You out there in the clouds somewhere. So I can't say that I do. Whatever Art Rooney be doing and saying to the other, like, don't you play? Don't Don't you? Yeah, absolutely not. And then that's what happened. And the career is just done. It's just over with. But I'm excited to see what Justin can. I feel like Justin is really going to challenge Russell Wilson, which I was saying in the beginning. It's a good thing because Russell was in year 13. We know that his time is taking his time is going to come no matter what. Like, they played for, again, Big Ben played for 18 seasons. So we know longevity with some QBs, but we also know that his time is coming. Justin's time is just beginning. So I feel like that is going to be great. Like, this young one is challenging this old one, but this old one is challenging this young one because he needs to grow and to be in the mindset of an NFL elite quarterback. He has so many great dynamics. Now it's time for him to actually grow into that dynamic quarterback. So I think it's a really great thing.
Yeah,
I think it's a really great thing.
I think Fields can definitely be and plus he'll have a good defense, right? Like and I know I think the Bears defense started getting better towards the end of last season, but with that Steelers defense, you know they're gonna hold it down. They very nearly beat, they could have beat the Bills with competent quarterback play. Like, you know, they had some turnovers early. I'm like, man, the Steelers really could have won that game.
He
And
should have
so
won,
they should
which
have
is why
won.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Stephon. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The Bills have been gone. The Bills people, they said they're starting over. So, baby, go ahead. Start. Go ahead and start from scratch. Welcome to the rebuilding phase that a lot of us have been in for a really long time. And you've been sitting on Josh Allen doing whatever you're doing. So we're gonna see. We really want to see what they're doing this year. But
But Fields, I like Fields though. He's got some tools, and I feel like he can get y'all back to being at playoff contenders like consistently. Cause he can definitely make some throws. He's got talent, man. I like Fields, and I think if he's in the right offensive system, gets the right coaching, and one thing is Mike Tomlin loves to coach. And
yeah.
he said that he's like, I'm about, he's like, if you tell me this and about a player, he's like, well, that's just bad coaching. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen that where Tomlin loves to coach, like Andy Reid, he loves to coach. And
Yeah, right.
so Fields is going to be a better quarterback because of it. And so I can see him eventually, if he doesn't start the season as a starter, I think eventually he may end up being somewhere in halfway mid through the season, being a Steelers starting quarterback during next season. So I
And I
wouldn't
love
be
that too.
surprised.
Like having, and I've said this if people watch my content from a long time, like I've said that Justin Fields, like he was being ruined being in that Chicago offensive scheme. It just wasn't for him. The QB coach wasn't for him. He didn't like to me, the coaching staff just wasn't for him because he is talented. Like I've always said this. I did not think that he was coming to Pittsburgh because we had got Russell. And I'm like, oh man, he about to go to Atlanta. I was gonna be a little
I thought he was
upset.
going to Atlanta too.
A lot of people thought he was going to Atlanta, and it was like surprise, surprise. I'm in the Steel City, and I'm like, okay, we can do this. And I'm super excited too, just because it's been so long since we had a black quarterback, and now we got a QB1 and a QB2. This is
Too,
the new
but
day and age, baby.
you know, and you know, Atlanta fans was ready to have another black quarterback too. And then owner said, come on, Kirk Cousins. You guys get Kirk Cousins. You're
Kirk
not having any
Cousins.
more black quarterbacks here in Atlanta. Sorry.
Don't want any more of them dog fighters.
No. Oh, no, she said dog fighters. Don't do Vic like that.
Love you, Vic.
Don't. But
We
yeah.
know how hard it was for him to come and be back in the league after that. I mean, everybody knows what the situation was, what he
Yeah.
went through.
Came back and balled.
And it's like one thing you cannot ever say is that he wasn't talented and he didn't change the scheme in the face of Atlanta football. You cannot tell me that. You just cannot.
Yeah, he was big in Atlanta.
You just cannot. Like I don't care what nobody say. We see what they've been without him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know,
So.
Matt Ryan did his thing. You know, Matt Ryan took him to a Super Bowl. You know, they didn't win, but I mean, he took him to. Hey, Matt Ryan is underrated now. If you go look at the stats now,
I'm not, listen, I didn't say anything. I didn't say
Kirk
anything
Cousins is underrated too, actually.
about, I'm not saying anything about Matt, but what I'm saying is Matt is not a Vic. That's what I'm
Oh,
saying.
no, he
That's
definitely wasn't that. He
saying
wasn't that.
I think that he probably overstayed his welcome in Atlanta. That's all I'm gonna say. And like once you got him to the Super Bowl, you should have got him back to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna talk about him. I'm not gonna talk about him.
Oh man, but so yeah. I'm just saying, like, I feel like what I want to say is, three-peat is coming, incoming.
I immediately thought of the Lil Wayne song, a Millie, a Millie. I don't know why.
Hey.
I don't know why that song immediately popped in my head when you said that. But I mean, it also, and another thing that popped in my head was like the Miami Heat when they. It's absolutely possible. It's absolutely possible,
Should be the
especially at.
Bulls. Why the heat? The heat didn't three-peat.
But what I'm saying is how they try to get.
They tried to get there. Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I
They
feel
try.
like, I feel like we're gonna do it. I feel like we're gonna
I
do
feel like I couldn't say the Bulls or nothing because y'all didn't actually do it yet. Y'all like the Heat. Y'all trying.
True,
You
true,
get what I'm
true.
saying?
Okay,
Y'all
okay.
trying. Y'all
You
trying.
right.
And I feel like if the offense, if the offense comes in better and really works the season, the beginning of the season, then I think the confidence will still actually be there when they get to the playoffs. But again, as we said before, all they gotta do is get to the playoffs, and then I don't know
Yeah.
what be changing. They literally go from sunflower seeds to sunflowers. It just happens like that, like overnight. You say they're in the playoffs, boom, now it's a whole sunflower, and they're doing what needs to be done. Like, what? This is craziness. I don't know what y'all got in that water over there in Kansas City, but it's something.
I think it's the only thing, well, not the only thing, but I think it's like Mahomes has pretty much done everything, almost everything except his three-peat, right? Prior to this, there were a lot of, oh, well, he hasn't done this yet. Oh, he hasn't done this yet. Like, oh, he hasn't won on the road yet, or can he win again? And can he do it
Playoffs.
in this situation? Has he faced adversity? We used to always get all these questions. And so even in the what?
I got to ask because you saying that made me think of when they were saying he's never won a playoff game, not at home. At
Yeah.
like, okay, babe, when he played the Super Bowl, he not playing it at home. So, I mean, if you want to be technical, he has won a big game outside of his Arrowhead
Yeah.
field, whatever, stadium. But all the noise that was going on about him going into Baltimore, and they were like, there's no place like Baltimore. There's no fa Baltimore fans are going to blow them out the water. Da, da, da. And not even like a hate thing. This is literally like a football thing and a fan base thing. Knowing that the type of fan base that the Kansas City Chiefs, there's only a few legacy teams that have actual fan bases that can really make some shake and make some noise and rattle you out that stadium. There's only a few. So how did you feel being a part of the Chiefs Kingdom? How did you feel with all that yappity yap about them gonna blow y'all out the water, off the field with their fan base?
I mean, I didn't like Mahomes doesn't get rattled, and they've been there before. Like, they had playoff experience, they had Super Bowl experience, a lot of guys that were there, even our rookies, right? Well, they were second year players this past season, because last season they were rookies and they stepped up to the plate, like, and so I felt like their season, they were battle tested. So I feel like they can win in any environment. And Mahomes, his road record is just as good as his home record. Like, it's they're like neck and neck. Like, I think he wins more on the road, actually, maybe one game more. So it's like he doesn't struggle on the road. He's not rattled by any environment. He went into Buffalo, and the Bills fans were yapping off too, talking about, oh yeah, now we got them at our place. Now they got to win on the road here.
I could see that one way more than Baltimore.
Way more than Baltimore. Yeah, Bills fans are, they're probably just as fanatical as Chiefs fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, they show up for their team also, and so you gotta give it to them also, though. We hold the record for loudest stadium, of course. But Hey, I'm always gonna
thought
toot
it was the
the
see. We ain't been good in a while. I don't know.
Oh man. You said we ain't been good in a while, don't you
No,
say?
I said Seattle. It hasn't been that good in a while, so I
Oh,
don't.
okay. Seattle, well, yeah, Seattle 12th, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we had to claim it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are some fan bases that are literally known for their fandom. If we're looking at all 32 teams, we know which ones. Like, I can literally name them off. Raiders, 49ers, Steelers, Seattle, Chiefs, Bills. Those are the top six for real. So if you tell me, I feel like there may be one more, like this is like creeping up, like maybe Detroit, because Detroit has always had a fan base, because there ain't no place like Detroit, allegedly. I
What
don't
about
know.
the Jets? Like, Jets fans are like very loyal. Like, even when they're
They're loyal, but they are not, they're loyal in terms of legacy base, but I don't see them shaking you out of your place like the 12th man would do, making the noise that it's going to be like, bro, we can't even hear ourselves think right now. We need to take a time out. Like, just time out. Like, you can't do it. Because in my just again, if you're watching this and you
Did you
don't
put your
agree,
Steelers in there, Steelers fans?
I did put my
Terrible
Steelers.
towel. Okay, I had to make sure. Next one.
Baby, you best to know it. You best to know it. I'm a part of one of the best legacy fan bases that there is, and I will say that to the day I die. Because and I know the other five that are right along with me that are just as good as legacy fans. Period. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, Baltimore ain't one of them. Baltimore ain't one of them. If you're from Baltimore, then yeah, you'll say that. But if you're being honest, Baltimore is not one of them. I don't care what nobody's saying.
They ain't in the top 10.
No. No.
Message. No, that's a clip right there. You got to clip that one right there. Clip that one right there for all the Baltimore fans, all the in Twitter space.
People come in like, she's like a hater, hater. No, I'm
Oh,
not a hater.
man.
It's actually Fendi facts. I worked for Baltimore for 5 seasons. Pittsburgh, I was always with you. Okay, I literally could not work the day that Pittsburgh played, because it was a conflict of interest at that point. But I've been there. I'll give like the Cowboys in terms of like legacy, loyal fan base, because I've been in that environment as well. They're number seven. But I've been in these environments. I'm not just saying this because I'm just like spilling it out the mouth. I've been in these environments. I've seen these environments. I've done the hit. I know the history of these environments. Football is my.
You
I
been to a
live.
Ravens game before?
I worked for the Ravens for 5 seasons. Yeah, I've been
What?
around the line. I've been
Okay,
to
so you definitely know
football
then.
games.
Okay,
I've
all
been
right.
when I hear when they say, "Well, when Lamar Lee, we leaving." I've been there. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have what we have. And I'm saying we, as in like me and you and our fan base, they don't have that. And if they think that they do, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if we're looking at the facts don't speak to that.
Okay. All right
And
now.
that's on my
Step it
seat.
up, Ravens fan. What's a Ravens flock? What you call it?
Yeah,
Fuck,
step it up.
fuck.
What?
Oh man. They're gonna be mad at me. Oh
Think we
yeah.
mad at us? Think we mad? They gonna think we mad? They gonna report our video? Report?
They
They're
talking
gonna
about that. We got Derrick Henry now. What y'all gonna do now? Shoot, now he gonna run y'all over. Hey, they let it be told. They think
They had
that's the
OBJ
key.
in their mind. Let me
The
know.
issue has never been the run game. That's all I will say. The issue ain't been the run game, so we not worried about that.
And that's the point. That's case in point. Exclamation point right there. Exclamation point right there. But I ain't gonna get into it. They said the same thing. We gonna have the best fan base for OBJ here. Da da da.
Where's OBJ going, by the way? Like, he's still a free agent. We still got
Right
some
now,
guys out there. Yeah,
back to
OBJ.
Hollywood. He going to color his hair a different team color. He on the couch. That's where he at with his son.
Well, we were talking to Tyler Boyd. Well, they said we were interested in him, so we'll see.
Hollywood is actually is a decent talent. And so far, I do know. I mean, you're. I was gonna say, like, we can't have girl talk because you're not a girl. I know somebody who actually knows him. He is a good talent. T. Higgins the same way. T. Higgins has a lot of potential, in my
Oh, yeah.
opinion. Like, he needs to be a little bit. He's been in the league for some time, but that doesn't mean he can't be revamped a little bit and strengthened in some ways, and so that way
Yeah,
his
he's still young,
talent
what, like 25 years old?
actually. Yeah, so like he has his talent can definitely be better. He's okay. He's not super nice though. I seen him when I was in Vegas at Super Bowl. Like my section was right next to this section, and yeah, he could say hello. Like, child, I don't want you. Don't worry about it. I know you don't like women that look like me. I just was saying hello because when you sit so close to somebody, like. You,
You don't like pretty girls? What? Oh my. Yo. Yes. Yes.
all right,
Oh
so
man.
we're
Yeah, listen. Let's get back to Ernest, cut that out.
gonna
Edit. Go ahead and do that editing.
mock draft, not mock draft, draft is coming up.
Yes.
Said that they're gonna probably go receiver first round. What is it looking like for the second and third round for you guys? Projecting, obviously.
It depends on, like, if we go receiver first round, it could be, I know we have possibly linebacker because we did lose Willie Gay, or we decided not to re-sign Willie Gay, and he's gone to the New Orleans Saints. So linebacker could be a position, could be offensive lineman. We don't have, well, we have Wandae Morris, who will be his second year,
Love
who
that.
played a little bit of left tackle. And so when Donovan Smith went out, we haven't re-signed Donovan Smith, so that left tackle position is, I guess, is a question. We put a question mark by that right now. So, and Andy Reid likes offensive linemen. He tends to draft those that can play guard and tackle because he
Okay.
likes them to be, go across the line, be able to play multiple
Diverse.
positions.
You should be diverse, you know.
And so, yeah, I can see them going any one of those directions. The defense is pretty much like we've signed. Pretty much re-signed a lot of our guys that were free agents. Like we just re-signed Mike Danna. I think that's a sneaky good, re-signing for the Chiefs because of what he does doesn't necessarily jump off the screen or jump off on the stats. He had like 6.5 sacks, but he's just a solid football player. Sets the edge well and can get penetration. Yeah, he's just a good defensive player, and the guys really love him in the locker room. What'd you
Yeah,
say? Yeah.
I think he's a good performer, and I feel like sometimes it's like we get so harped up on the stats, but it's like, okay, if you take the stats away, are they a good player? Are they a good performer? Are they, when you put them on the field, are they gonna fold like a taco, or or are they gonna make it happen? Are they gonna hit? Are they gonna knock you out with a punch like a shot of fireball? Okay, get into it. So,
Yeah. And so, and then re-signing, of course, Chris Jones, re-signing Deion Bush at safety. He had an interception in that Ravens game. And so we re-signed a lot of our own guys. Re-signed Drew Tranquill. And now that was a I think to a 3-year deal. And I kind of figured like we got to keep him. Like, he came in when Nick Bolton went out, he was injured. Drew Tranquill came in and played, very meaningful downs. He stepped up. And so yeah, I feel good about our defense. We didn't lose a whole lot. Re-signed some key guys, and think the draft will be telling. It'll be very telling. What about the Steelers? What do you guys have a first round pick? You got a first round? I
You
can check
know,
for.
I haven't checked lately.
Let me check the draft order.
I know we was getting, we were going back and forth. I was going to give a compliment though, and I was going to say I love how the names that you just named, I may not like absolutely positively know them, right? And they're not like big, huge names, but they are really great players. You know, like they're just really, really, really great players. All in all. So it's like you don't need the high star quality sometimes because you just need to have good players who can fit into your system that can make your system. And I love that. I've always loved that about teams like, Kansas City. I'm not even going to talk about Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh has some of those too. But like Kansas City, even the New England Patriots have
Yeah,
had
they will.
success with taking teams that people, I mean, taking players that they don't even know who these names are. But the Patriots were a big long dynasty team, as we know, for so long, and their high value player, they had quite a few, but they a lot of them
Yeah.
were, you didn't even know their names. You probably couldn't even pronounce their names, half of them. I don't know
Yeah.
where they're getting from. So I love teams that do that. Like they're not focused on like, let's get the most high value, let's draft every or let's sign every name that we know. Like,
Yeah.
no, let's actually get some, let's get some of those like lower little men that don't have this big star quality, but they're dogs on the field.
Yeah. Yeah,
Because
and
that's what you need.
that's what and I love how we changed like the Chiefs for quite a few years prior to Spags and Bob Sutton. Like they didn't have that dog mentality. We were kind of like, dang, our defense looks soft. Like, 'cause for years they're like, man, we ain't physical like that. They're a very physical team now. And what you said, I think is very important, just having guys that fit your specific scheme that can fit into what you want to do defensively and being able to identify those guys. Spags does that very well and knows how to use his players. Mike Tomlin does a good job of that with the Steelers defense. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all have always, like you said, been known for defense and do well on defense. If your offense ain't hitting, you know that defense is going to make some plays and keep y'all in the game. And so, yeah, I think it's like guy may not have been a five star in college or a four star, but we identify he does this specific thing well and he can fit our scheme.
That's
And
gonna make
so,
it work on our team. That's what we need him to do well. And we can coach him to do not only just do that well, we can coach him to do something else well because you gotta get people that do things well. So that's why it confuses me sometimes, like when some teams get rid of like Brandon Ayuk, that's his name. I was very confused because he does something really, really well for the 49ers and they got rid of him. I was
He's
confused on
still with
that.
him.
I thought he got traded with him. He got, hold on.
It may be a possible. I didn't see anything where he got traded yet, but he could be. But he's definitely he runs those routes well. And if I'm wrong, you know, definitely correct me. But I haven't seen any stories of him in trading yet. So
Yeah, I think what I'm looking up at now, what I think what I saw, because I seen something that was like they may make him play out that fifth year, but then I seen something about that was 2 days ago.
okay. I
That
think they
was,
were willing to trade him, weren't they? Willing
huh?
to? They were possibly
Yeah,
willing
I
to
think they
trade
were,
him.
but either still, why are you willing to trade him? Like,
Yeah.
it just doesn't make sense to me. I know I did see something about like, the Chiefs 49er trade deal package. I'm reading it for Brandon Ayuk after Stephon Diggs traded it off. So it was like, again, Stephon Diggs is another person. Like, he does something really well for your offense. And he does, like, a lot of times when you needed him to be there, he was there. I don't think that necessarily was his problem. I don't think that was the issue on your offense. And I feel like now you've gotten rid of it. And he's helped build that offense for so long. You got to identify the problem and fix the problem. Whether if it's you get one player to fix that problem so that way everything else works. It's kind of like when I know for a fact when Pittsburgh needed to have somebody on our line to be able to stop the one specific thing, our offensive lineman. What did we go out and get? An offensive lineman to do just that. We didn't need a high price name. We need you to be able, can you do what we need done right now? Yes, you can. Welcome to Pittsburgh, type of thing. So I just feel like the Brandon Ayuk thing, yo, he may not be gone yet. Excuse me, I thought he got traded already, but that was just me seeing, like, oh, that's bad. Like, why would you want to trade him? Because I think he does something really well and magical for the 49ers, and I don't think that you should trade that. But that's just my opinion.
I
And that's what
think you
we're here
got to
for,
look
my
at
opinions.
like where the breadcrumbs at, like follow the money, like are they spending more money on the defensive side or the offensive side of the ball? And I know they got money tied up in Christian McCaffrey. You know, I'm not an Niners fan and pretend to know everything about. And you know, hopefully we'll have our new member on who's a 49ers, you know, who's going to be covering the 49ers, my guy Corey, aka Certified on Twitter slash X, whatever you want to
Don't
call it.
shout out on my show.
He said no shout outs. He's part of MTMV. What are you talking about?
I don't care about that. This is my show. We're talking about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm
I apologize.
just kidding.
Hopefully you'll interview him. You
Hey,
know what I'm saying? Get the skinny on the 49ers,
well,
but
don't worry
yeah.
about it. I'll get him on the show next time so we can talk about these 49ers and what he definitely got rid of Chase Young. And Ernest is not, sorry, Dr. Speck is not a happy camper necessarily about that.
So
So, you know.
they got so the Saints got Chase Young, right? I mean, you know, and they got Willie Gay, and they hey, the Saints might have sneaky good. They got the Honey Badger.
The Saints are trying to do something. I don't know what they're exactly they're trying to do, but they're doing something. I know that Dallas is trying to do something as well. They're trying to lose because they didn't got rid of everybody as well. Same thing with the Bills. But you know, I just really want to recap and really just wrap up what do we think? What do we think that if we had to just again projecting guesstimation? Do you think that they're going to like, okay, aside from you being a fan and saying we want to go three-peat, do you really think that the Kansas City Chiefs can make it back to the Super Bowl this upcoming season?
I do. Because I think they'll be an even better team this season. They're definitely going to be better offense just with the signing of Hollywood Brown. You know, I know we're going to draft a wide receiver, so they got you know, Irv Smith at tight end. He'll essentially be a third tight end though. But I mean, like he's on the talent. He probably has the same talent level of the Jody Fortson, who we decided to not re-sign. And so I like that signing. You know, he doesn't have big numbers and stuff like that, but I think he'll be effective in this offense with Andy Reid at the tight end position. So we could see a lot of 13 personnel. You know, where we had three tight ends on the field. Re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big, you know, he's cool. I think because he was a first round draft pick, there were some expectations that we had for him, but he's been good. He's been solid. So as a number two or three, he's good. So our offense is definitely going to be better. It's not going to be what it was last season. That's what I know for a fact. If our defense does take a step back because of Snead, I don't see us being worse than I think we'll still be a top five to top 10 defense. And so you know what Mahomes is gonna do what he does. And the Chiefs haven't known anything less than an AFC championship since Mahomes has been a starter. And so I know we'll at least make it to the AFC championship game where we'll have the opportunity to make it to a Super Bowl. And I think we'll probably have home field advantage again this season. I think this will be a better season record-wise for the regular season, for the Chiefs to where we either be a one or a two seed. So I can definitely see us going back. I don't, cause I you gotta look at the other teams. Like, okay, Aaron Rodgers coming back, Jets. I still don't. I don't know. Is he gonna last the whole season? I don't know. Is like,
That I'm not a believer. I'm
yo,
not a
let's go. And then you know, you got Lamar Jackson to them. Okay, they're going to be there. They always have a good regular season, but
Yeah,
you
they
know,
do.
what are they going to do in the playoffs? Lamar Jackson has won what two playoff, two to three playoff,
Not
two,
enough.
yeah, two playoff games. He's won two. The Bills, okay, they can't
They got a lot of
like,
reconstruction to do, so
yeah, like so.
they may not be as much of a factor. I feel like this year they wasn't as much of a factor either. Like they were one of them, they slid into the playoffs in
They
a way,
it's
but
so
I
wild.
just.
They could have easily, like, if they had a lost that last game, I think against Miami would have been a two seed, I believe, and the Bills either would have been out of the playoffs or the number seven seed. So they were like a game or two away from not even making the
That's
playoffs.
yeah, that's what I'm
That's
saying.
how,
Like to me. They were not the Bills that I have previously seen was rooting for or like, you know, checking on, you know, maybe 2 years ago. They're not the same team. So
And I
not.
think a sneaky team. You gotta look at the. I don't believe in the Browns. I'm sorry. I don't believe in Deshaun Watson anymore. In the Browns, we'll see what they do. I don't believe in him. I don't. I don't. I don't believe in him. He didn't do. I don't. I'm sorry. They are the Browns. They are the Browns. Now, a sneaky good team.
What
A
you
sneaky
doing?
good team could be the Texans. CJ
Oh,
Stroud.
yeah.
Now,
The Texans have one free agency. I thought it was the Eagles at first. The Eagles
they
are one
made
of
some
the
moves.
teams that is like to sign all them high priced names. And as we see, it worked out, but not really, because they didn't go back to Super Bowl. So it wouldn't work. It didn't work out. You signed all these high priced ticketed names, and everybody wanted to be the star like this. And y'all missed the Super Bowl.
They're like, yeah, we going back.
They got humbled by Baker, okay? I
Back
don't want to
to
hear that.
the couch. Not
Back to the crib, because you know that I want it, you know?
back, forth and forth. Oh,
Yeah.
now the interesting thing for CJ Stroud is, will he take that sophomore slump? That's the question. Will like teams have tape on him now? Will they adjust to how he plays, and will they start playing him two safeties high and make him take things underneath? Like, will they?
Well, the teams
So,
are definitely gonna apply pressure. It's like exactly what you said. Okay, baby, we saw what you was doing. We saw what you was doing. Unless you pull us up the new out the hat, we'll adjust.
But
Good
yeah,
coaches,
I think
let me
CJ one of
say.
them ones though. I like his game.
Yeah, good coaches will adjust. I'm a fan of CJ Stroud. I am. I am. Outside, you know, me being a golly bear. Can we pray together?
Oh Lord, Lord help her. Oh man.
I have to figure out first, like, does he like brown or does he like vanilla? That's the question at hand first. And then we can pray.
Well, you caramel anyway, so you ain't need one.
I
Caramel.
I'm still considered brown in a lot of
Hey,
answers, but brown.
what Martin say, caramel.
I'm a fan. I'm trying to be down in Houston, like CJ.
CJ, if you'll take an interview with Pretty Girl Loves Sport, Dan, this is just a shout out to CJ Stroud. Come on, Pretty Girls. A Pretty Spectacular Show or Pretty Girl Loves Sports Show with Dez, and let her interview you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know how like Patrick Mahomes shout out your show and everything. I need more than a shout out, but I'll start. We can start there. We can start there. Shout out, be
Hey,
great.
Lord willing, one day I'll be able to get an interview with him, you
Yeah,
know?
you know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Anyways, Texans won the draft. Not the draft, the free
Free
agency.
agency.
Technically, they did win the draft last year too, because they got CJ Stroud. So that's not a lie. They did, but they did win free agency. But looking at, I'm guessing you're saying, like, looking at the teams that are around the Chiefs and who are going to be competitors for the Chiefs, there is not a lot of belief in teams being a whole lot better than them, is what you're saying.
Well, the one team like we have to give credence to or credit to is the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow. If he stays healthy, he's been the one that's, you know, where him and Mahomes have battled back and forth. All their games have been 3-point games,
Yeah.
regular season and playoffs, you know, and
But they're
so.
losing people now, so maybe they'll go back to being the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals. I've heard that in the space also, with the Bungles. You know,
Yeah.
I think, but as the quarterback position is, if you have a quarterback,
It can take you. It can take you. It can take
yeah,
you.
that's what keeps you in. So as long as they got Joe Burrow, they're going to be playoff contenders, possibly Super Bowl contenders, you know. So you got to look at them. So.
And that's actually really, really true. Like, if you look at a lot of teams that are contenders, Eagles with Jalen Hurts, the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson, as you just said, Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow, the Bills, they
Josh
are never
Allen.
really counted out because they have Josh Allen, the
Right.
Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. So, like, you're correct. A lot of teams that Miami Dolphins with Tua being healthy and like coming off of that season where he was concussed about eight times, him actually knowing how to fall and run and block and do different things. A lot of these teams that are contenders are also because they have a really prominent QB person, at least team. So, okay, I like that. I like what you just did there. I think that was.
Hey, you gotta have them. Because I mean, if you look at it, like when teams are like, man, we had what they say, we had had a better quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's like it always going to come down or come back to the quarterback position. Now you
Because
want to play.
gotta throw the ball to score the points or hand the ball off to score the points. Somebody gotta get us the points. Honestly, they say defense wins games, but if your offense ain't getting points, you ain't gonna win either way.
I mean, I think we've seen the last of, like, we're not gonna see the Ravens defense where they had, and they had Trent Dilfer at quarterback and they only had to score 9-12 points a game. I don't
Those
think we'll see that
people
again,
talk.
especially with the way the rules are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more geared toward the offense. So,
It's definitely, especially the new kickoff
oh
rule,
yeah, the kickoff.
the new tackling rule, like a lot of the rules are making it a more offensive game. The kickoff rule is making it a more offensive game.
What do you think about the no hip? The hip tackle, the no hip tackle, like.
I can see because they were like, grab it by the hip, and you may fall down and hit your head on the grass. I get it. Learn how to land with your elbow. Okay, my bro.
So you may hit your head on the
I might slap your head on the elbow.
grass.
But to me, I just feel like, well, when they run past you,
What are you
you
supposed to do? Like,
can't grab the jersey.
you can't grab the,
I mean, you shouldn't be horse collar anyway, so you can't grab them and like come back, bring the noise. You can't do that. So when they run past you, if all you can get is the hip,
Well, you can't get the hip. You got to do the ankle, the leg, and
you
then
can't get the hip now. You literally can only tackle between here, literally between the throat and the
the
top of the waistline.
throat.
Because
Anyway.
like so if the players run past you. And you can't get this part, the chest part, just the
Oh man.
single part of the chest. Are you supposed to grab the ankles and just
Guys,
like,
we're teaching the throat tackle and the ankle tackle today, guys. We're gonna
what
we
are
brought in a martial artist to teach you
you
the
supposed
throat
to do?
tackle.
This is the player angle. You want to just like, you gotta swipe them, swipe it, don't swipe it. Like,
Yeah.
supposed to do? Or just let them run past you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that's called this upcoming season. Like if they start calling a lot, and then sometimes they start off calling stuff that they've implemented that's new, right? New rules, and they flag and like, golly, they keep blowing a whistle on this. But then as the season goes on, they kind of
Less.
temper down from it. So hopefully, I hope it's not an issue where it causes teams games on a like it's a regular tackle, but
It's
we'll see.
literally going to have to be like you're literally going to have to adjust to make it look like you are above the hip. You better bear hug them, wrap your whole hands around them. You can't take them out at the knee. So you want to grab them ankles? I don't know. Be like a chihuahua and get them ankles. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh
I'm interested to see. I feel like this NFL season is going to be very, very different. Eventually, they're going to be moving on to adding games, right? Still
I
waiting for
know
that.
it's like, how are you gonna?
Still
They're
waiting
trying
for
to
that.
add another game. They're trying to make it 18. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, it's long enough. Guys get injured to late towards the season, and so right now
With all
they.
the rules, you shouldn't be getting injured, baby. You ain't going to be, your hips should be fine. Your knees are gonna be fine because I mean, if you get stuck out by the knees,
Oh man.
your head gonna be fine because you can't get hip dipped no more, so you ain't hitting your head on the turf or the grass or wherever else you're going. I mean, they say that they're putting you closer together to tackle each other for kickoff, so allegedly you won't be getting hurt, you won't be getting concussed. So y'all shouldn't be getting hurt at all. Y'all should be walking around like princesses on.
Man, they might as well put a flag on the hip and a flag on the ankles.
Just
Did he grab his ankle flag? Is it
wear two
gone?
different colors, okay? You only get tackled within the white. If it's red, if it's black, if there's anything else, you can only have tackle what's in the white. I think it's making it just a pinch soft, but we shall
Yeah,
see.
we shall see, man. We shall see. I do kind of like the well, I think it's gonna be like a lot of more kickoff returns with that new kickoff rule.
They said it's supposed to be effective to get us about 80 to 85% more kickoff returns.
And we got a rugby player that kind of specializes in that.
That kick thing, yeah. Pittsburgh also signed. I
Y'all signed a rugby player too? Y'all trying to copy off
don't
us?
think it was a rugby player, but they signed the was it a kick returner? We saw the one of the best kick returners from last season. I gotta go back to it. But yeah, they was like, oh, this is chess, not chess. If we're gonna change the rules, then we need again finding that player that fits the mold of what you need him to do. It don't matter the name, what you need him to do, and have him do it.
Yeah, we got the best rugby player from London. Plays, I think, for Wales. He's Welsh. His name is Lewis Z, no, Rhys Zammit. Lewis Rhys Zammit.
We're gonna work on that. We're gonna
They
work on that.
call him Lightning Rhys.
Lightning Reese. Oh.
Lightning Rhys. He
Okay.
fast. He run like a 4-4. So, yeah.
Well, it seems like our teams on both sides of the ball are really trying to get back to their championship caliber style. Your team's obviously a little bit is further than mine. But
Absolutely.
I think you know what? I'm getting off of this thing. I'm getting off of this thing. But what I was going to say is that I like the moves that both these teams have made, and I'm actually really happy that I was able to sit down and talk with you because there has been a lot going on around the Chiefs, and just aside from moving the city, dropping some players, signing some really good players, because you named players that I didn't even know that got signed, and then dealing with the Rice thing, there was a plethora of information that I got that this show has been blessed with. So I do appreciate you coming on this show.
Oh, no
Now,
problem.
without giving them more shout outs, outside from your co-host, Mr. Joe, right? That's his name? Joe.
Yeah, Joe Mobley.
Size Joe, did you have any final words that you want to say before we go ahead and sign up on out of here?
Well, just shout out to our sponsor, Ozell brand. I meant to bring my shoe up here so I could put it on camera, my Ozell shoe.
Because we know it's not a brand, it's a lifestyle.
It's not a brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle, baby. Ozell brand. Shout out to you. See y'all, man. Titus Golden.
Yes, Ozell brand. Okay, but otherwise than that, I think I've kept you long enough. You're going to have to come
Okay.
back and revisit the show again.
For sure.
We're going to get you on the pretty playbook. We can get you over there too. That'll be great. Talk over there,
Okay.
talk football. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me and being my, I don't want to say co-host, because I guess you kind of co-host because you was asking me questions too, but for being my co-host for today.
You're welcome.
Tell them where they can find you on all social media platforms.
Okay. You can find me on Red and Bold on Twitter at REDANDBOLD. Also on Instagram. Just started that not too long ago. Red, it might be underscore and underscore BOLD and underscore, but Red and Bold. Check us out on there. Mostly you can hit us on Twitter. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe on YouTube, the MTMV Sports channel. And Red and Bold is on there also under MTMV Sports. So yeah, check us out.
Yes, make sure y'all like and share and subscribe. As he just said, go do it right now after you watch this. Thank you so much, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice. Thanks so much for tuning into this show on MTMV Sports Network. For more exciting content just like this, subscribe, like, and share.